USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. 7 Republicans voted to convict President Donald Trump in his second impeachment trial, but the Senate did not have enough votes to convict Trump of inciting the deadly January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Impeachment manager Representative Jamie Raskin tells NBC's Meet the Press it was still a success.
You know, it was the largest impeachment conviction vote in U.S. history. It was by far the most bipartisan majority that's ever assembled in the Senate to convict a president, which has traditionally been a kind of partisan thing in American history.
Today marks 3 years since 17 people were killed and 17 others were wounded in a school shooting in Parkland, Florida. President Joe Biden on the anniversary calling for Congress to take action on gun reform, saying this administration will not wait for the next mass shooting to heed that call. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Brazil has confirmed 2 cases of the COVID variant from the UK. The state's health department said the people had contact with a relative who lives in England, traveled to Brazil for the holidays, and were then diagnosed with COVID-19. They did not say if these are the first cases found in the country. According to the World Health Organization, the UK variant has now been found in more than 70 countries. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky stood by her newly released guidance, stating that teachers do not need to be vaccinated for schools to reopen safely, saying on Fox News Sunday,
"Even in the areas of the highest community spread, we are advocating with the strict mitigation measures that you described, including universal and mandatory masking, as well as 6 foot of distancing, that at least our K-5 children should be able to get back to school, at least in a hybrid mode."
Some teachers' unions have argued that schools should not fully reopen until all staff members are vaccinated. Walensky also said teachers are prioritized for getting vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A member of the White House press team has abruptly resigned.
White House Deputy Press Secretary T.J. Ducklow has resigned the day after he was suspended for issuing a sexist and profane threat to a journalist. Ducklow had been put on a week-long suspension without pay on Friday after a report surfaced in Vanity Fair outlining his sexist threats against a female political journalist who was trying to suppress a story about his relationship. He told her, "I will destroy you." The journalist had been seeking to report on his relationship with a political reporter at Axios. In a statement put out on Saturday, Ducklow said, "I am devastated to have embarrassed and disappointed my White House colleagues and President Biden." White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that Ducklow's conduct, quote, "doesn't meet our standards, it doesn't meet the president's standard, and it was important that we took a step to make that clear." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The White House is relaunching the Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships, a 20-year-old initiative first put in place by President George W. Bush. President Joe Biden signed an executive order Sunday to relaunch the office, aimed at fostering cooperation between the federal government and faith-based and secular community organizations. In a statement, the White House promised a commitment to, quote, "our cherished guarantees of church-state separation and freedom for people of all faiths and none." For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.